Let's bring now on from Alcoa, Daryl Warren, who now joins us. And Daryl, congratulations to you. The Kentucky to Alcoa pipeline remains open and in effect. How important was that for you as we congratulate you today?
Well, thank you, by the way. It's very important, knowing that there are a couple of great players that played at Kentucky and have moved on and done a lot of great things, like Randall Cobb, and obviously, you know, Tyler Robinson is there right now, a very close friend of mine. It means a lot going there and going there knowing at least somebody, and somebody that can fill me in on a lot of things and help me out. Somebody I can look up to and count on, and it just means a lot, and I'm ready for it.
I would imagine when you visited there, I would imagine that Tyler was probably involved in that process. What has he had to say about his first year there in the Bluegrass?
Well, he gave me a lot of advice. He told me that it's a lot of work. You can't slip up, and if you do your job, and do everything you're supposed to do, you're gonna get your chance. And that's something that really stuck to me when he told me that. And I know being around him, he's gonna get the best out of me, along with the coaches. And that little piece of advice is something that I will always think about while I'm at Kentucky.
How much has seeing the success of Cobb, seeing the success of Robinson last year, to some degree Lankster as well, how much has seeing those guys go from your high school to that place into the Southeastern Conference and have an impact, how much has that helped you to believe that you can do it, that you can be the next one to represent this area on a big stage? Does that help at all for you to know in your mind, hey, I can do this?
Oh, of course. Being around those guys, of course, my freshman year, seeing how hard Randall worked, it was just amazing seeing the things that he did in high school and him to go to Kentucky and accomplish the things that he did. And also being around Tyler Robinson, working out with him, watching their work ethic, and all I did was try to match that. And I accomplished a lot of good things here at Alcoa along just like they did. And that just makes me believe, if they can go to the next level and do everything that they're doing, all those great things, that makes me believe, if I go in and work hard and like I know how to, then I can do those exact same things.
Hey, by the way, as an aside, what relation are you to Brandon? We've had a couple folks here asking us that here at Lincoln's.
That's my cousin.
Okay. Are you first cousins?
What's up?
Are you first cousins?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's he into these days?
Honestly, I have no clue. I haven't really heard much from him because, it's been real crazy for me these past few weeks, and I haven't really been able to get a hold of him. But as far as I know and what I've heard, he's doing pretty good.
Daryl, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes for us today. It was really wonderful spending a few with you on your special day. And thanks again for coming on the program today. And best of luck to you at Kentucky, man.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it. It's my pleasure.